From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iraqi troops close in on Islamic State fighters in Ramadi. The troops are trying to retake the city, which they lost 7 months ago to the Islamic State group. In the second day of a major offensive, forces led by an elite counterterrorism unit pushed toward the government complex in Ramadi, the capital of Iraq's Anbar province. Several hundred IS fighters are believed to have barricaded themselves in the city center. A British lawmaker has written to Prime Minister David Cameron asking him to press U.S. officials for an explanation after a British Muslim family was denied permission to travel to Southern California. Stella Creasy, who represents Northeast London, says she is concerned that a growing number of British Muslim families are being denied entry into the United States with no reason given. A spokesman for the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency says religion is not a determining factor about admissibility into the country. An Obama administration report reveals the United States deported fewer immigrants in 2015 than in the past 15 years. The Department of Homeland Security Tuesday released its end of fiscal year 2015 statistics. It says the drop in deportations is largely due to a decline in arrests at the U.S. border. Villagers in northeastern Nigeria say Cameroonian troops searching for Boko Haram militants Sunday killed about 70 civilians. According to witnesses, the soldiers entered the Borno State village of Kirawa Jimni, asked where Boko Haram militants were hiding, and began shooting. Many villagers ran to escape gunfire. When they returned, they found the bodies of 70 people who had been shot. This is VOA News. A Russian court has issued an international arrest warrant for Mikhail Khodorkovsky, former Yukos oil chief and critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Russian police accuse Khodorkovsky, who is now based in London, of ordering the killing of a mayor of a town in Siberia for financial gain. Khodorkovsky denies the charges, but Russian Investigative Committee spokesman Vladimir Markin says no matter where the accused is hiding, abroad or even in the Antarctic, the government is obliged to take all legal measures to arraign him. Amnesty International Wednesday said Russian bombings in Syria have killed at least 200 civilians in Homs, Idlib, and Aleppo provinces. The rights group said the Russian airstrikes have hit houses and hospitals in areas where no fighters or military targets were nearby. Amnesty also said it had evidence Russia used cluster munitions and unguided bombs. A Russian Defense Ministry spokesman denied the Amnesty allegations. The Afghan government has sent reinforcements to the besieged southern district of Helmand province after Taliban militants captured large parts of the area. Fighting continues as army and police arrive to help security forces. The Taliban began their advance on the Sangin district Sunday after storming government buildings and capturing the administrative center. Burundi has rejected a 5,000-member peacekeeping mission the African Union said last week it would send to the country. There are fears that Burundi is sliding into a civil war. Burundi's National Security Council, including President Pierre Nkurunziza and his entire cabinet, rejected the proposed force on Tuesday. A young migrant worker has been rescued alive from the rubble of a weekend landslide that wiped out an industrial park in southern China. Authorities say 19-year-old Tian Zeming was rescued early Wednesday morning at the Hung Taiyu Industrial Park in Shenzhen, Guangdong Province. Israeli police shot and killed two Palestinians who stabbed Israeli pedestrians outside Jerusalem's Old City. Police say three Israelis were seriously injured in the incident Wednesday. One later died of his wounds. Another died from a wound apparently from police gunfire aimed at subduing the attackers. Economic reports published Wednesday show U.S. consumer confidence is growing. A mixed view of the housing market and oil inventories are dropping slightly. A government report says stocks of crude oil dropped slightly in the United States last week, boosting prices and the value of energy company stocks in Wednesday morning trading. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.